We begin tonight with breaking news on the eve of the 11th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. A hard-fought win for first responders, those men and women who were exposed to deadly toxins at Ground Zero. They will now finally have health coverage for 58 different types of cancer. Federal health officials just hours ago announced they were expanding the law. Now, you're looking at a live shot of Lower Manhattan and the newly rising World Trade Center. The twin beams of light, a reminder of the missing towers. Tomorrow morning, of course, the nation will pause to remember those who died at Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The new One World Trade Center now stands nearly 1,400 feet high. And each year, the site has moved a step closer to repair and rebuilding. But, of course, the pain never goes away. Nearly 3,000 lives were lost on that morning, the unspeakable unfoldings as millions watched. But the toll did not end there. The toxic pile of rubble on those 16 acres smoldered for 3 months. Many first responders and others who worked there around the clock got sick. Some have already died. Well, today's decision to expand the law is something former New York firefighter Kenny Specht has been fighting for. He worked on the pile at Ground Zero for months, then developed a number of health problems. He was diagnosed and treated for thyroid cancer several years ago. He joins me now along with CNN Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta, has done a lot of reporting on the issue. Kenny, I find it stunning that it took this long for this decision to be made. When you heard that these cancers would be included, how did you feel?
Well, listen, Anderson, myself, I'm happy to be here today. It took us 11 years to get to this point. It was much too long for those that have passed away, for the families that were left behind. I'm glad that we're here. Let's move forward. Let's get the studies going. Let's get those who need treatment that they desperately need. And let's not forget those that have passed away. And unfortunately, what happened today comes much too late for them.
Sanjay, obviously this news will bring relief to a lot of workers suffering with cancer after 9/11. What prompted the change in coverage?
Well, you know, best we can put it together, you know, remember back in July of last year, this exact issue was addressed at that point by the organization that oversees this. And at that time, they said cancers were not going to be on the list. So this is new. And I think that, you know, what prompted it was a study that we reported here first, you know, around that same time, that looked specifically at firefighters. And this was important, Anderson, because you have very good health records for firefighters. So they could determine what the health of firefighters were before 9/11, 2001. They could determine what the health records were like in the immediate aftermath and so forth. And when they looked at that data very carefully, back in 2011, which was 10 years later, they found there was an increased likelihood of developing cancer, about 19% increased likelihood. And if you counted for all cancers, even cancers that may have been brewing shortly after 9/11, 2001, you find that the increase was 32%. So I think it was that particular study, more than anything else, that created this change, Anderson.
And Sanjay, it is kind of remarkable that, you know, given all the money that was raised and donated and set aside by the government for this, that they would not include these first responders, I mean, who, you know, risked their lives and a great toll to themselves and were early on saying, you know what, I'm pretty sure this has had an impact on my health. What do you think it took for them to make the decision to cover healthcare costs?
Well, you know, and specifically cancer, because, you know, that was the big sort of difficult thing and the source of a lot of controversy. Obviously, some of the other health conditions, such as some of the respiratory conditions, were more easily covered, although Kenny would say, and he said before, that it was difficult in all sorts of health conditions. But I think with regard to cancer specifically, you know, it's hard to establish what scientists would love to have, which is a cause and effect. You see all that toxic dust, you see the conditions after 9/11, and you say, did that cause cancer? Did that set up these cancers in people's bodies? And I think if you talk to some of the scientists, they'll still say, look, it's hard to absolutely prove that. But they have enough data now showing that, in fact, the numbers did go up. There was no precedent for this, and I think that's part of why it took so long.